Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, it's Glenny Outlaw here, and today is Thursday, February 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Alfredo Parada Jr. has two local warrants, one for failure to appear for possession of drug paraphernalia or use and burglary of a conveyance, and one for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and violation of domestic violence injunction. If you know of any information regarding Parada, call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on our free mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. And in Polk County, a Lake Wales man has been arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office following 10 residential burglaries which occurred during funerals. The targeted homes were either owned by a recently deceased resident or by the relatives of a recently deceased person. 42-year-old Ronald Rose is now in the Polk County Jail with no bond, charged with 2 counts of armed burglary, 8 counts of burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, grand theft between $20,000 and $100,000, 8 counts of grand theft from a dwelling, 7 counts of grand theft of a firearm, and petty theft. Rose has been charged for 10 burglaries which occurred between October 1st, 2020 through February 8th, 2021 in the areas of Auburndale, Mulberry, Lakeland, and Haines City. A detective investigating one of the burglaries discovered there were at least 9 other burglaries that had also occurred while the victims were away at a funeral, which had been publicly noted in obituaries. Other similarities were that the burglaries occurred during the daytime, and the primary target for theft included jewelry, watches, silver, coins, and firearms. On Monday, February 15th, Ronald Rose was arrested. During an interview with a detective, he confessed to committing one of the Auburndale burglaries. The car Rose used for the recent Auburndale burglary was a rental car, a 2020 Kia Optima. During a search of the Optima, property of evidentiary value was found within it that led to a search warrant being obtained for Rose's home. Detectives went to Rose's home on Carver Street in Lake Wales and found a gray Cadillac CTS there, which is registered to Rose. That Cadillac matched the vehicle description given by witnesses on a few of the burglaries. During a search of Rose's home, additional stolen property was recovered and tied back to the 10 burglaries. Because some of the property that was found in Rose's home had not been reported stolen by the other 10 known burglary victims, detectives believe there are potentially more victims, possibly in other counties and jurisdictions. Detectives are reaching out to other agencies to share their findings, and this investigation is ongoing. If anyone believes they have been a victim of one of these burglaries, or they believe the residence of a deceased loved one has been burglarized in this manner, you are asked to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 863-298-6200. Once again, 863-298-6200. Ronald Rose's prior criminal history consists of 6 felony charges and 15 misdemeanors, including arrests for burglaries, battery, thefts, criminal mischief, resisting, drug possessions, and numerous violations of probation. Your local events, the Hardy County Fair is here, and you can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They also have lots of pageants and shows throughout the week. Today, the gates in Midway will be open from 5 to 10 p.m. Coming up later today, the buyer's dinner will start at 5 p.m. at the Agri Civic Center, and the livestock sale will be at 7:30 p.m. at the Cattleman's Arena. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Quality Labor Management is looking for a general laborer, a high school diploma, or GED, 1 year of construction experience, and a driver's license are preferred. Florida Plating and Machining is looking for a weld shop supervisor. 3 years of welding experience and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. And Central Florida Hearing Services is looking for an audiology assistant. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 88. Partly sunny, 14% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds south at 12 miles an hour with gusts up to 15. The humidity is very humid, 65%. Dew point is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 45%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 14,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, with south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, with a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs around 80, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon, gust up to 30 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, much cooler, less humid, with lows in the upper 40s, north winds around 10 miles an hour with gust up to 20 and a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Future prices for wheat, corn, and soy have been trending upward since August, and according to agrimarketing.com, that six-month trend of rising prices accelerated in the first weeks of 2021, demonstrating stronger price gains in anticipation of USDA's revised production forecast in January's WASDE report. Hard red winter wheat futures rose 72 cents per bushel, or 13% during the 30-day period, just ahead of January 12th. Corn and soybean contracts rose roughly 20%. 23%. The House Ag Committee approved a $4 billion debt relief program for socially disadvantaged farmers. Despite Republican objections, it was an unconstitutional form of reverse discrimination. Committee Chair Georgia Democrat David Scott tells Agriculture.com minority farmers deserved help because they'd been overlooked in the mammoth trade war and coronavirus relief programs. Under the proposal, the government would pay off USDA loans and USDA guaranteed loans held by socially disadvantaged farmers, plus an additional 20% to cover income taxes associated with debt relief. Retail fertilizer prices skyrocketed higher in the first week of February, according to prices tracked by DTN. AgFacts.com reports all eight of the major fertilizers' prices were higher, but this time they're all up a significant amount, which DTN designates as 5% or more. According to Dow Jones, rising retail fertilizer prices have also pushed the stock price of fertilizer manufacturers higher as well.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. National FFA Week is February 20th through the 27th. And right in the middle of the festivities is Give FFA Day, which this year falls on Thursday, February 25th. National FFA Alumni Fund Manager Kimberly Covini says Give FFA Day supports their leadership fund, which is where the greatest need currently exists. She noted the day also invites donors to direct their gifts back to their state association or foundation. Donations, she noted, flow from the national level through the state associations and down to the local chapter.
So while it's not possible on Give FFA Day to direct donations directly to the chapter through the national platform, it does benefit all of the chapters because the state level is providing much of the leadership opportunities and competitive events that the local chapters are taking part in.
Covini says this year their goal is 1,500 donors. She says for 2021, we've seen more corporate support this year than in years past. Corporate sponsors have participated by encouraging their employees to give. However, this Give FFA Day, the first $25,000 donated will be matched by Carhartt, and the second $25,000 will be matched by John Deere. Former FFA members and alumni are encouraged to donate $19.71 in honor of the 50th anniversary of the National FFA Alumni, which was chartered in 1971.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. The $600 coronavirus stimulus checks did get Americans shopping again.
The U.S. Commerce Department says after 3 months of declines, retail sales soared a seasonally adjusted 5.3% in January from the month before. It was the biggest increase since June and much larger than the 1% increase Wall Street analysts had expected. The $600 stimulus checks sent out at the end of the year seem to have pushed people to buy new furniture, clothing, and appliances.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting a surge in health care and energy prices resulted in the biggest jump in wholesale prices in a dozen years.
The Labor Department says the Producer Price Index, which measures inflation pressures before they reach consumers, increased by 1.3% in January.
Correspondent Mike Hempen, Wall Street, S&P down 1, Dow up 90, NASDAQ down 82. With SRN Business, I'm George Manzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Naomi Osaka stopped Serena Williams' latest bid for a record-tying 24th Grand Slam singles title in the Australian Open semis. Osaka reached her fourth major by beating Williams 6-3, 6-4. Williams won her 23rd major championship at Melbourne Park back in 2017, but still remains one behind Margaret Court's mark for the most in history. Osaka's on a 20-match winning streak. The third-seeded Osaka's Grand Slam collection also includes last year's U.S. Open and the 2019 Australian Open. Williams' loss, though, does not mean an American did not advance into the final. Jennifer Brady reached her first Grand Slam final with a win over Karolina Mukova. Brady claimed an epic 18-point last game in which she fought off two break points and finally converted her fifth match point to advance. This is SRN Sports. The USGA announced it hired 56-year-old Mike Wann as its next CEO, making him the eighth top executive in its 127-year history. Wann spent 11 years rebuilding the LPGA Tour to be strong enough to survive a pandemic. His next job is to keep the USGA at the forefront of golf in rapidly changing times. Wann began his career in marketing for Procter & Gamble and then management jobs at Wilson Golf and then TaylorMade. And after 8 years as CEO of the equipment company Mission Hockey, he was hired as commissioner on the LPGA Tour. Pitchers and catchers around the baseball game reported to spring training Wednesday under tighter protocols from what they experienced during the abbreviated 2020 season. New standards require players, staffers, and other team personnel to wear electronic tracing wristband for ballpark access. Players underwent a 5-day at-home quarantine before reporting. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula. They're at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, I recently added squats to my workouts by moving the soda to the bottom shelf of my fridge. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.